This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 6b. It says there, "But you, O Lord, my God, brought me back from the depths alive." End of quote. The consequences of Jonah's sin of disobedience was a severe one. For all of us, it is tough to fathom Jonah's crisis experience. The sailors had to throw him into the depths of the sea to save their lives. He understood it was his sin that caused the severe and violent storm. He suggested to throw him into the sea to get calm from dangerous storms. You see, he went down into the sea. Then from there he ended up in the stomach of a big and giant fish. Jonah 1:17 says, "Now the Lord prepared a huge fish to swallow Jonah." Someone asked me, "Do you believe this incident?" Friends, I believe it with all my heart. This is not a fairy tale or a human-made story. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, validated this incident, and it is recorded in Matthew 12:39-41. Moreover, Dagon, a fish god worship, was common at that time in the Mediterranean area. Dragon is mentioned many times in the Old Testament. What do you think the reason for the miraculous repentance of the city of Nineveh when Jonah proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown? You see, the unusual appearance of a man, and that is omitted by a great fish on the beach, got people's attention. And the news even came to the king's attention. The king covered himself in the sackcloth and sat down in the dust. He announced mandatory fasting in the whole country to repent about their wicked ways. You see, even Jonah, a prophet of God, can disobey God. However, God teaches some lessons through this incident. The Lord does not abandon his people during their crisis experiences. You see, he is there at the bottom of the sea and even in the belly of the fish. More than that, God can even cause the disobedience of Jonah to accomplish his divine purpose. The appearance of a bleached white man due to digestive acids inside the stomach of the great fish, and people who watched fish attempting to omit him on the beach, all contributed to the big roar in the city to get the people's attention and king. Praise God. God works in marvelous and very unusual ways. Now listen to Jonah prayed from the depths of the sea. Carefully read all the words that came out of him in the hopeless situation. It says, "In my distress, O Lord, I called to you. From the deep in the world of the dead, I cried for help and you heard me. You threw me into the depths to the very bottom of the sea, where the waters were all around me, and all your mighty waves rolled over me. I thought I had been banished from your presence and would never see your holy temple again. The water came over me and choked me. The sea covered me completely, and seaweed wrapped around my head. I went down to the mountain's very roots, into the land whose gates lock shut forever. But you, Lord my God, brought me back from the depths alive. When I felt my life slipping away, then, O Lord, I prayed to you. And in your holy temple, you heard me. Those who worship worthless idols have abandoned their loyalty to you. But I will sing praises to you. I will offer you sacrifice and do what I have promised. Salvation comes from the Lord." End of quote. Jonah 2:1-9. You see, Jonah's crisis was a unique one. The fear and the terror he experienced in the sea's depth and in the belly of such a giant fish is often unimaginable for all of us. Remember, our crisis would also be a unique one, out of which God accomplishes his purpose in his unique way, and our faith gets ignited and energized. The Lord commanded the fish to spit Jonah up immediately on the beach, and it did obey God. You see, even sea creatures, animals, unexpected people would extend their help when God commands. Beloved, I do not know what unique crisis you are going to face now. Most probably, your words won't be horrible like Jonah's, I assume. At least you are not in the depths of the sea and stomach of a huge fish. However, whatever may it be, I can point in the right direction for help. The Bible promises that if you pray to the Father in heaven, in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the whole world, He will answer your prayer. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 16:23, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, He will give it to you." End of quote. Listen, when you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, an alarm goes off in heaven and God listens. You will have a testimony to share with others as Jonah did. Do not be ashamed to share your unique testimony. Many would be encouraged in their trials and problems by hearing your unique and divinely designed testimony. Your unique test results in testimony brings glory to God. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for reminding me the story and the incident of Jonah. I know my crisis could be a unique one, but you are with me and you will extend your help. And you are the Lord who saves me. Like Jonah said, salvation comes from the Lord. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, carried my sins, went to the cross, died, buried, and rose again to save me. Come to my life, Jesus. I submit myself to you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.